What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, we got to talk about this video I was watching where Charlamagne Tha God defends Fire TV anchor for reciting Snoop Dogg's lyrics. And I think it's fitting that we're doing this video. And before we do that, let's give you a shout out from Dizzle, and you'll see why it's fitting.
That Dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be Dizzle Thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. Ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. What Callie said, I need another one. Gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
That's right, that Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice. And it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. And don't forget, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Also on DizzleBrand.com, go on the merch store. You can get the hats. They got the t-shirts, hoodies, and more. It's also available on Etsy.com. Go to Etsy.com and search for Dizzle Brand, or just type in Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, we're going to get into it. Charlamagne Tha God defends Fire TV anchor for saying Snoop Dogg's rap lyrics. She said, "For shizzle, my nizzle," is what she says.
Tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you, Julie, what you think about that?
She got fired for that? This video is brought to you by TatumStore.com. TatumStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand. The Lord Jesus is coming back. So I love this shirt. Great design. My wife designed it. I want you to go to Tatum store and get one today. It's still available for pre-order today. Tomorrow we're going live. The beauty of pre-order is that you get 22% off if you pre-order the item today. Tomorrow you got to pay full price. So go and get the shirt today on the TatumStore.com. Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notifications anytime I go live or make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to the channel, like this video, comment us with a share this video. Let's get into this. Can somebody explain this to me? How did this lady get fired over this? I do not understand. How did they fire her over this? All right. Don't listen to me because you're probably like, well, they fired over what? Listen to what she said and you tell me how she get fired over this.
Rapper Snoop Dogg is getting deeper into the wine business. He teamed up with the Australian wine brand 19 Crimes about 3 years ago to produce a red wine called Snoop Cali Red. And now he's expanding the line to include white wine. It's called Snoop Cali Blanc. And Snoop Dogg says there's nothing better.
Well, he hadn't tried anything for Julie Leavenway yet.
I agree with that.
You know how Snoop and Martha Stewart
had a collaboration.
He ought to have a collaboration with Julie. No telling what Snoop Dogg and Julie Leavenway could come up with.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
Julie, what you think about that? Julie
knows she's going to get that girl finna get fired over that. So she got in trouble for saying, "For shizzle, my nizzle." So for those who are out here, real quick, "For shizzle, my nizzle," in Snoop Dogg terms, in hip-hop terms, was "for shizzle" means "for sure." "My nizzle" mean "my," you know.
And you know what? I'm going to let him finish, but that's how I'm going to go at it and break it down, is in hip-hop terms. As a hip-hop artist known as Paul Masson and promoted a lot of hip-hop in my lifetime, for a lot of hip hop musicians. That's the way I'm going to go at it, is in hip hop terms. But let's hear what he got to say.
What? But in order to keep it clean, so white people can say it too and jam to the music, he just said, "For shizzle my nizzle." And they fired this woman over that. Now let me play what Charlamagne.
And that's a great point. That's the radio version of it. That's the radio version of it. So white people can't even recite the radio versions of hip hop, man. Man, come on, man.
He said, because for the first time in human history, Charlamagne didn't play the woke victim. But let me play what he said, because I think I almost agree with his sentiment.
And I gotta clarify. I disagree with Tatum on this. Like, Charlamagne kind of goes, he's on both sides of the fence with a lot of issues and topics. And there's a lot of times I hear Charlamagne take stances that I would say are conservative or Republican stances. Let's keep it moving.
Almost 100% on this one, wrote a clip.
Anchor got fired because of this.
Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you, Julie, what you think about that?
Got fired for what?
For exactly. Shizzle my nizzle.
She can't say for shizzle my nizzle. I guess because nizzle is a derivative of.
Yes,
I'm saying that in context. I didn't mean to say.
No,
it.
You said it. You
no,
said
but
it.
I'm
said
not
it.
Using that word.
You already did.
But
you
I was
did.
Using it in context. That's why.
I don't know if that's
fireable. I don't
think
she should have been fired. Because
she didn't. It's for shizzle my nizzle.
She might not even know what nizzle means, yo. I'm not, like, come on, we got like stop, man. That's not a reason to fire that woman, yo.
And I love the fact that he said that, because finally he's standing up and, you know, to me, growing a pair. But I don't think people should get fired for that stuff. You know, I wonder who got mad. Was it a black person or was it a white person that got mad? Now, let me go back to this part, because this is not the first time she said something that kind of got her in trouble. Let me make the screen a little bigger so you guys can see this. But this is not the first time she said something to get herself in trouble. In my personal opinion, I don't think she should have got in trouble over this the first time. But let me just go down real quick. So apparently, not too long ago, she ended up having to apologize because back in 2022, she pretty much made mention to a black reporter on air that she suggests that the reporter's grandmommy might have a piece of pie recipe that she could use to report out a story. And somehow he got offended. Somebody got offended.
What?
And she had to make this apology. She said Barbie apologized for the comments the following day.
For
last Friday.
Somebody
on
might
the
have
newscast,
a pie recipe.
Today at 11. She said, "I used a term that was offensive to many in my audience and to my coworkers here at WLBT." Barbie said that at the time she thought it was, you know, it was not intentional, but she said, "I know and now understand how many comments was both insensitive and hurtful, or how my comments were both insensitive and hurtful. And I apologize to the gentleman that she made the comments to." But, you know, I think it's weird that people get so offended and in their feelings about stuff like this.
I can't
It's
tell.
Just a word. And the lady clearly had no intent to offend people. And you know, as a black man, I'm not offended by her saying that. For shizzle my nizzle, just like Charlamagne said, she probably didn't even know what my nizzle means. She clearly don't have no swag and pretty much said that out of context in the first place. What would make her randomly say for shizzle my nizzle, trying to be cool and hip like Snoop Dogg, who was hip a long time ago? Hip Snoop Dogg ain't got no juice today, in my opinion, and especially not in the rap game. But why are they firing people over this? It probably was a white executive, in my personal opinion, virtue signaling and trying to fire her before they get backlash. Instead of, like, not one black person probably had a problem with what she said. They don't care. You'd rather her say for shizzle my nizzle than say for show my nick. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I want to know what you guys think. Should she gotten fired over that? Is for shizzle my nizzle too close of a for sure my, and they should have fired her? Is she wrong? Is the people wrong? Is Charlamagne wrong? Am I wrong? I want to hear from you. Comment in the comment section and let me know what you think about this story.
All right, so I'm going to go at this from a hip-hop stance. The only reason hip-hop is as successful as it is today is because the large, enormous amount of white fan base. It's facts. That's facts. Anybody who thinks otherwise, you're sorry. You're not living in reality. You're delusional. Shit ton of white people love hip-hop. I love hip-hop. Mobb Deep, Infamous, I mean, number one album of all time for me. You know? But this idea that we're supposed to, that white Americans are supposed to consume hip-hop music and not recite the lyrics is just so bogus. It's so bogus to me. Like, I guarantee, like, if you listen, if you're like, look at an album like 50 Cent. 50 Cent's album was pretty much a pop crossover album that was so big, to Get Rich or Die Trying. It was literally songs in there that were pop songs because they were so big. There were so many white fans consuming that album and reciting those lyrics. And 50 was using the N-word like every other bar, you know. It's just like it's so kind of hypocritical to me. Like it's like such this double standard that you want a shit ton of white people to consume hip hop music and embrace the culture, but you don't want them to recite the lyrics. You know, you don't want them to recite the lyrics. And I'm with them. Like, she's not a hip hop head. She's not a hip hop head to even know what those lyrics really, really mean. She just knows Snoop Dogg is cool as shit, like a shit ton of white people think. And she's heard Snoop Dogg say over, over, and over again, for shizzle, my nizzle. And you know what's crazy is with Dizzle, when I first heard about Dizzle through my friend Chris Roker, who's one of the owners, that's first thing I thought about was Snoop Dogg, man. Just Dizzle. I instantly thought about Snoop Dogg, but he already has wine and you see things of that nature. But that's instantly what I thought was Snoop Dogg. You know, the fact that she got fired for that is really crazy to me. It's really crazy to me. Like, you went to, had some friends go to the Nas and the Wu-Tang concert, and I think it was in Raleigh. They said there was far more white faces in there than anything. There was way more white faces than anything, because that's the thing. Like, white people, we've embraced hip-hop, too. We love hip-hop, too. That's why I always said nobody owns a culture. Somebody can start a culture, invent a culture, and people either follow it, embrace it, or they dislike it and don't embrace it. You know, and that's how it goes. Nobody takes ownership on a culture. It's like with the first Iron Man, when he said, what was it? Jeff Bridges told Tony Starks, you think just because you have an idea, you own it? You know? It's like, look at Dizzle. Like, Mike Dizzle, who created Dizzle, he only owns 33% of the idea. Livio Harris owns another 33%, and Chris Roker owns another 33%. You know, they evenly own this idea on paper, you know what I'm saying? Even though Mike Dizzle came up with the Dizzle, you know? Shouts out to Mike Dizzle, too. Came up with Dizzle, which I believe in 1,000%, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, yeah, man. We can't expect people, like, because I'm going to tell you right now, if a ton of white people ain't consuming hip-hop like they are, rappers ain't making a shit ton of money like they are. It ain't just the streets or black people that consume hip-hop. it's a shit ton of white people, and then Latins and Europeans and Russians and Africans and Ukrainians and every country you could think of, Brazilian, South America, every country you could think of, people are consuming hip hop. Hip hop, I look at hip hop like the NBA right now. It's like the NBA. Like, we still don't know how big this thing could be. We still don't know how big this thing could be, you know, on an international scale, international level. Germany, they love hip hop. They love hip hop. And Germany's a shit ton of white faces. Shit ton of white faces. Germany is former Nazi land, and they love hip hop. They love hip hop out in Germany. So, I know plenty of people that have lived in Germany and said that's when they first seen hip hop was in Germany, around a shit ton of white faces. A shit ton of white faces put them on the hip hop, man, because hip hop is universal. It's like reggae at this point, you know what I'm saying? So this idea that we just want to, you know, dictate who recites the lyrics. I can see if she said the N-word. Yeah, fire her. Fire her. Get rid of her. You know, she fucked up. But, you know, she recited something that Snoop Dogg recites on TV every fucking day. Every fucking day Snoop Dogg is reciting this shit. And she can't recite it? Okay. Yeah, I'm with Charlamagne. I'm with Officer Tatum for the most part as far as saying she shouldn't have got fired. And, you know, like, let's pump the brakes on this. But I think he went a little too much in on Charlamagne the guy. And that's the thing. Charlamagne the guy uses terms like mayonnaise mammal on radio. Am I calling for Charlamagne the guy to be fired because he uses mayonnaise mammal? Hell no, because I know he ain't talking about me. I know he ain't talking about me. You know, I know who he's talking about when he says mayonnaise mammals. And I think it's the funniest racial slur I've ever heard in my entire life anyways. You know? So, yeah, there's that. You know, once again, I thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.